Chris, what is the purpose of this collaboration with Merck?
The purpose of this is to create more successful young companies by linking them to a large company like Merck that can give them real direct and clear feedback on whether what they're doing is relevant.
Now, there's quite a bit of money that's going into this. It's also a partnership or a collaboration. How much do you see going in here?
Well, there's an operating component and a capital component. So the operating component is sort of, it's in the range of $500,000 per year. And the capital is larger, but it won't just serve Merck. It serves young health tech companies overall. Capital is about $2 million.
So what all will happen here in the Tech Edmonton facility?
Here will be the home for young health tech companies. This will provide infrastructure and more space for companies that need lab infrastructure as part of their growth. So they'll have that, but they will also have access to Merck scientists and Merck managers and to our executives in residence, who are all people who have built their own company successfully. So they get direct industry involvement, they get mentorship from entrepreneurs, they get access to space. Good things that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
How are you going to decide on who gets to be here?
Well, for the Merck program, there is a steering committee that is University, Tech Edmonton, and Merck that will make the decisions. And companies will apply. It's a competitive process. They will have to meet certain criteria. They'll have to continue to make progress. But the ones that are in will have access to resources they wouldn't have otherwise.
And I understand from your remarks earlier that there will be up to 15 companies?
There would be, at any given point in time in the Merck one, we're thinking 8 to 10 companies, but in the space overall, there's probably going to be another 8 to 10 companies that are health tech companies, but not part of the Merck program.
And what does the wet lab announcement have to do with this?
Well, these are all life sciences or health technology companies, and they mostly need to have laboratory infrastructure as part of what they're doing. They don't all, and if they don't, they wouldn't have to be in here. But if they do need wet labs, so you know, air, water, these kinds of laboratory services, then this is a place where they can be. And there aren't places like this elsewhere in the region.
So that's why you had the sledgehammers out.
Yeah, that's right, because this wall is coming down. So it'll actually be bigger than this. It'll extend out there a little bit farther.
These things don't happen overnight. How long have you been working on this collaboration?
We've actually had a partnership with Merck for a number of years, and it's just over the last year we've been discussing with Merck and with these other partners here in the region how to grow it. And so it's taken about a year, but it's built on many years of work that has gone on before that.
Must be pretty exciting.
It's really exciting. It's really exciting. And we have so much here. You know, over the last few years, we've developed a lot more cohesion in how we work together. So university, innovators, Alberta Innovates, all three levels of government, Edmonton Economic Development Corp, Tech Edmonton, investors. So there's a real community that's formed, and it's very, very powerful. It's really exciting.
Thank you very much, Chris.
All right.